She seduced me. She got me to sleep with her and filmed it. She planned the whole thing. She is trying to ruin my life.
You go to the museum, choke her out, and try to kill her?
No, I was trying to talk to her, to reason with her.
Your way of reasoning is against the law, Kevin.
I lost my temper, right? You don't get it. She's driving me crazy.
And why you killed her dog?
What do you... Roxy's dead?
Explain this.
That was found at your home. That's canine blood.
Oh, that's not my shirt.
Hang on. It's a monogram. KB?
I don't even know where that came from.
Melissa, she found it in the trunk of your car. Turned it into us. And maybe you should have taken off your Rolex when you attacked Andrea last night in a parking garage. We have you on surveillance, Kenneth.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I was with clients last night. I had a last-minute walk-through at one of my properties. They can vouch for me.
Great. Give me their names. We'll have someone check it out.
Look, tonight, I snapped. But that other stuff, that wasn't me.
I just spoke to all three witnesses. They confirmed Kenneth Brown was with them the night of the garage attack.
So his alibi checks out. I did some research on the paintings you texted me. Right. The artist goes by the name of Ink, but his real name is Damon Edmonds. He's an up-and-coming L.A. graffiti artist.
With the exact painting style and messages left on the walls of Andrea's house.
This guy's got a prior for domestic assault.
And our stalker likes to hit women.
And get this, on his very first show, is at the same museum that Andrea serves on the board.
He also has his own website, which offers very expensive massage services.
These photos don't appear to be promoting his knowledge of massage therapy.
Can you say boy, Charlie?
But if she's paying him, why would he hurt her?
Maybe he wanted more than she was willing to give. We've got probable. Pick him up.